The Gemara, a number of times in our sugyas, quotes the Maimer Chazal, Hashta behemtum shal tzadikim, ena kodesh baruch hu, mevi tekol al yodom, tzadikim atzmam lekol shkein. And Tosfos, the very maskul tzadikim, asks that we do find in a number of places throughout Shas that tzadikim did do averus. The Gemara in Masech Makis Daf Hey Amud Beis teaches us that Yehuda ben Tabai killed an Eid Zoymim not according to the Halacha, and Shimon ben Shatach told him Erev ben Nechama im lo shafachti dam Noki, and Yehuda ben Tabai indeed agreed that he did the wrong thing. Rav Shmuel read L'Or Haner on Shabbos. The Ramban also quotes other Gemaras that we see that Tanoim Amroim act Shloikedin. And here our Gemara says that Tashta Behemtah Shal Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful Tzadikim Atzmam Loikoshke. So the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, as quoted by Tosfos, is of the opinion that when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim from doing an avera, it means b'midi de'achila. When it comes to food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim that they shouldn't eat macholos asurim. But that doesn't have anything to do with other isurim. And why? So Rabbeinu Tam explains, sometimes it's impossible for the person to know that the food that he ate is not kosher. Whereas, by other things, he should have learned and he could have avoided done the Yisr. The Tosfos Rosh quotes a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, Lo yu'una l'tzadik kol oven. So he says that oven is b'gematria oichel tamei. And the Pasuk is teaching us, Lo yu'una l'tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik that kol oven, he shouldn't eat macholos asuras. And as most explain, the Mar Misada explains this and other explain this, because macholos asuras and metamtim cause timtim alev, and of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to protect tzaddikim that they shouldn't have timtim alev. Ask Tosfos, how can we be sure that a tzaddik would not eat achilas asur? Where he asks, the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph, teaches us that Levi came to Bavel on Yom Kippur, and they saw that people were eating because they weren't aware that what was the right date of Yom Kippur based on when Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh. And says Tosfos, certainly there must have been some tzaddikim in Bavel who were eating in Eretz, who were eating on Yom Kippur. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, teaches us that Yirmiyahu ben Abba came to the home of Asi and he ate before Havdalah, even though we know one may not eat before he makes Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Says Tosfos, there's a nafkamina, if you eat something which is kosher in a time when you're not supposed to eat, versus eating something which is inherently non-kosher. So those two Gemaras are referring to a situation where they were eating foods that were kosher, but just in a time that it wasn't kosher. And actually, this concept is used in another area of halacha, that the Gemara says that somebody who's nizer machilas mashu chametz, if somebody's careful not to eat chametz, muftach loy, he's guaranteed that he won't eat, they won't do avera all year round. So the question that the Arizal asks is, how could it be that a tzaddik would ever do an aveira according to Tosfos? If Tosfos just taught us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim, that they shouldn't do aveiras, so then a tzaddik, they shouldn't eat machos asuris. So chometz on Pesach is machos asuris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim that they shouldn't eat machos asuris. Once they don't eat chometz, they won't do any aveiros. Yet we're seeing that the word tzaddikim that did aveiros, and the truth is the pasuk says it, ein ish ba'aretz ashlo yechta. So the mashgiach of the Lublin Yeshiva of Shimon Zelichover answered with this far. He said, chametz on Pesach, the food is not inherently non-kosher. It's the time that makes the food not kosher. When we're learning here that mechalos asuris are metamtem es alev, it's only in a situation where the food is inherently not kosher. I also saw that the Shomer Tzion Balacha says that the Gemara Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Esther Amalka ate kadli de chazire, ate pork. Esther was certainly a tzedekis. And how could it be if Taisa says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim? So he wants to suggest that there's a difference between a shogig and an oinus. And indeed, a shogig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects a tzaddik from eating machal sasurus b'shogig. But oinus, this is opens up a whole different conversation, but oinus, he wants to suggest, is not considered as if you did an aveira altogether. And since it's not considered as if he did an aveira altogether, that's why we find that Esther ate machalos asuris. In fact, I saw a beautiful vart. The pasuk says, we all know the pasuk. The pasuk says by the teva that Noach sent out the yoina to see if the land had dried, and the pasuk says, "V'tava elav hayoina leis erev." Vihine ale zayis taruf b'fiha. So the Chidah explains, we know Rashi already discusses, why did they specifically bring an ale zayis, the leaf of a zayis? So he says that Noach would have never have eaten the aleph, because he couldn't be sure if the aleph wasn't orla. He couldn't have been sure if the aleph didn't have all the proper entrumas and maestras removed from it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Yoina brought an alei. The halacha is on a leaf. All of these halachas don't apply. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already then was making sure that Noach should not eat macholos asuris. And then I saw that the Chasam Sofer explains, very famous question that Chasam Sofer addresses, that we know that when Eliezer came to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak, he made sure, he said that if the girl will give me to drink and also give my animals to drink, it's a proof that that's the right shidduch. Asked the Chasam Sofer, how could he even let her give him to drink? That water didn't belong to her. And you can't take something that doesn't belong to you. So she was a ketana. The water belonged to her father, to Psuel. So the Chasam Sofer explains, certainly a mechutin doesn't mind serving his mechutin water. So Eliezer said, if this girl will give me to drink and her father doesn't protest, how could she give me to drink? It doesn't belong to her. It must be because this is a shidduch min hashamayim. And her father, the mechutin of Avram, who's now making the shidduch, won't mind. And that's why I could use that water to drink. I saw a vart from the Machta Chaim. The Machta Chaim says, the pasuk says, Anche Kodesh Tioli, Ubas Besada Trefa Loitechelu. He says, how do we know the person's Anche Kodesh? How do we know who is the individual who's a person who's holy? If a person, if it's such an individual, Ubas Besada Trefa, he never eats Trefa meat, Hashem watches him that he should ever eat something that kosher, it's a raya that he's an Anche Kodesh. This is the approach of Tosfos regarding the Behemtim Shel Tzadikim. The Ramban, quoting Rabbeinu, takes a different approach. He says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim is that he protects that Tzadikim should never cause anybody else to do an Aveira. So when the Gemara says, Tzadikim Atzman Loikoshkein, what the Gemara means to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Tzadikim, that through them they should never cause anybody to do an Aveira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the Tzadikim.